Did you hear this incredible story from the city of Joburg over the weekend? Somehow, someone was able to steal 2 million rands worth of cable from the city's main data center. And that's where your data is being kept, the data that the city uses. And Lucky Sandani is the director for strategic stakeholder management at the Group Forensic and Investigation Services for the city of Joburg on the line from the city. Lucky, good morning.
Good morning, Steven. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How was this able to happen? How did they steal this cable?
Steven, we got a call on Saturday morning that the thieves they gained access through an emergency door at our data center and made off with the copper cables with the 2 million. The city is currently in the process of building a data center and a recovery center. We want to move away from depending on service providers. I mean, we're paying on a monthly basis about 6 million to service providers, you know, just to host our data. So that is why we're investing in protecting our citizens' information and at the same time building capacity internally. So we see this as sabotage because we were going to go live in December at our data center. This would have been completed. We invested 35 million in the center. So, you know, the way this cable was stolen, it is clear that it's someone from inside who had information because that door where they gained entrance has a key. You need a key for that door. So they went to that door, went into a room, broke a door, and this is the room where the contractor that's on site is keeping all their tools. They took the grinders there, extension cords, and step ladders, and we proceeded to where the cables are. Now, it's a major setback for us because now the cables, you cannot just join them. These were connected to generators, which were imported. Now, you need to get in specialists to come and assess the damage done to the generators because they were ripped off, and then these cables that were cut off. Now, you see, we're going to continue paying these service providers. We're going to continue depending on them for quite some time now because of this setback.
And Lucky,
we also need to teach them.
Sorry, who would benefit from the sabotage? I mean, is this political opponents, if you know what I mean? Or is it someone you think from the people who are getting money from you now? Or, I mean, do you think it's not just someone who wanted to steal the cable because they'll make money out of the cable?
No. It's definitely not making money out of the cables. It's people that we currently paying. It's people that we're no longer going to benefit from us when we have this data center as a city. As I indicated, that we're spending 6 million a month. Now, we were going to minimize that and cut off our dependence from
that's
from,
quite
from
a strong. Them. That's quite a strong accusation, Lucky.
It is. That's what we believe, Steven, because now from us, clearly, it's someone from inside. And also, it might be linked to the investigations that we're conducting. I mean, we're conducting investigations into irregular tenders that were awarded by the previous administration. They were worth 1.4 billion just in the ICT sector.
All right, Lucky Sandani, thank you. Director for Strategic Stakeholder Management at the Group Forensic and Investigation Services at the City of Johannesburg.